What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about our kind of worst attractions at Disney that we've been on, what we kind of think has been some of the worst ones we've done. But before we do that, make sure you hit that subscribe button either on YouTube or on the podcast services to keep up with our daily episodes. So I'm going to kick this one off first. So probably one of the worst things I ever remember doing at a Disney theme park was Disneyland Paris, Adventureland. There was just a sign or on the map thing for it, and it's Aladdin attraction. Like, okay, I've never done it. Walked into it. Walked through it. It literally was like a glass window with models reenacting the Aladdin movie. So you walk, you will look through. It's like looking in like a shop window at Christmas. Look through. There's like a scene of just dolls and figures. And then you walk on, and then you look for another window. And it kind of goes through the And like at which point we are all just walking through this going, how bad is this? This is awful. Why have they bothered with this, putting this into a Disney theme park? This is it was just like the most biggest waste of time. I mean, luckily it was just a walkthrough. And that kind of seems to kind of things for another one that I've also thought about that was we really just did not like, but it was just seemed completely pointless and was just like it just felt cheap and unnecessary. So I'm going to pass over to you for one of your worst experiences.
So first, this isn't actually the worst experience that I'm thinking about, but you're talking about the Aladdin thing reminds me of, I think it was Epcot, and they had an exhibit that was just like modeled chocolate or something like that. It was professional chocolatiers or whatever the appropriate term is that had made these chocolate sculptures out of famous Disney sequences, Beauty and the Beast, working in the mines in Snow White and Seven Dwarves. And like, that was actually kind of cool. So I'm not saying this is like a bad thing, but it was also a temporary exhibit. It was only meant to be there for part of the time. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, okay, but you want it to be a permanent exhibit of just models, even if they're chocolate or something weird. It's like, that's not really what you go to Disney for. It's kind of cool if it's temporary, or it's like that, that preview area in Hollywood Studios where they have a video showcasing one of the upcoming Disney movies. And when you're waiting for the video, you know, they've got the model of Epcot as it was originally envisioned and all that. And that's kind of cool. But yeah, what you're talking about, I'm like, yeah, whatever. So my actual answer, the worst ride that I've been on at a Disney park, and I'm probably going to annoy people with this, is Roger Rabbit. Mm. Now, I have nothing against Roger Rabbit. I thought the cartoon freaked me out as a kid. That was a very scary movie when I was a kid. I kind of grown up and appreciated it a bit more for what it is. But that ride, for whatever reason, just did nothing for me. Absolutely. It's just kind of random hooks and turns and spins. And it doesn't really tell the story of Roger Rabbit. It's just things, scenes from the movie without any real connection to them. I got off the ride and I was just like, no, I think I'm good. I don't think I ever need to ride this again. I went over and rode the Rescue Rangers roller coaster like three times after that. But, you know.
It's like, being a kid called Roger growing up in the 80s, Roger Rabbit was kind of cool because it was like, hey, I can't actual character with my name that actually is fun. So I think when I remember doing that ride, it was always that kind of thing. It was cool because it's one of those things of, being someone that come from when I went to Disneyland the first time I did it, that was a unique attraction, and anything unique when you get to different Disney park always kind of goes up a level. But I'm now going to give a very another one which probably is going to be very unpopular: the Jungle Cruise. It's awful. We went on it last time. Actually, we didn't go on it last time. The time before, my wife moans afterwards and said that we are never going on that again, because I think we had to wait like 50 minutes in this hot sweltering line, right, because it was so busy at the park. And we got on it and it's like naff jokes. I know that's the kind of thing, but it's like, and then you just seeing plastic animals popping up, and then you kind of come around. It was like, if it'd been walk on, it would have been bearable, but I think the queue actually destroyed it for us because we had to wait so long to do it. It wasn't worth the wait. It was that kind of thing of, and that kind of also does slide onto the second one, which I'm actually thankful, glad they have done it, was the Great Movie Ride, which thankfully has been destroyed, because that is another attraction where I know there's a whole thing of nostalgia for things. It's like, no, if you're coming in fresh-eyed, this just sucked. It was just slow, load of movies that was randomly put together, and it was just not, I just don't know. We just did not enjoy that ride when we did it, when we were there on our second to last visit.
And obviously, Roger, you know, I really did enjoy the Great Movie Ride, but I have to acknowledge it was very much out of place at a Disney park. I love old movies. I loved the references to the old movie on the Great Movie Ride. It was a ride I always made a point of going on when I was in Hollywood Studios. It was a good ride to relax on, kind of calm down in between Tower of Terror and the Aerosmith coaster and all that stuff. But I genuinely enjoyed it for what it was. But it really didn't make sense in the Disney park. There were almost no Disney movies in it other than, say, like Mary Poppins. And yeah, so if you're going on that, wait, why are we talking about gangster movies of the 30s? What is this not Indiana Jones ripoff thing? Why is there an alien over my head? You know, that kind of thing. So while I don't have the same feeling about it as you do, I can also totally understand that. So I'm going to add on to that. I don't say this isn't like the worst ride I've been on, but it was one of the most disappointing, and that was the Snow White Scary Adventure. And it's a very specific reason for that. It doesn't end the story. When you go on the Snow White's adventure, you know, it tells the story of Snow White, you know, the witch with the cauldron and the apple and all that stuff. And the end of it is the witch as a dragon. There's nothing with Prince Charming. There's nothing with Snow White getting woken up or any of this stuff. And it's just like, wait, that was the end? Maleficent won? What's going on here? So it's not a bad ride. I think it's a perfectly okay ride. But at the same time, you're like, this was completely unsatisfying. What's going on here? This is you're just going to leave it with the dragon torching everything. Okay, cool. Fine.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I think I've only, because I've only done that one, I think, in Paris. So it was in French. So I don't really remember much of it other than just like the Queen kind of thing. For me, another attraction which kind of you just kind of getting off of it and just going, why did I sit through that there? First off was the Frozen sing-along in Hollywood Studios, which I went because of your recommendation.
The Frozen Studios. It's I laugh my butt off every single time.
Yeah, well, I think the trouble is, I think when we went, they just removed all the funny bits because they were just cutting it all back. And
you went right when they added the Christmas bits to it. That was not nearly as good.
And it was literally just like, okay, you're just putting up the video and where everyone's not even singing along. The only bit that was good really was when they all came out and like sang and the snow came on. But it was like, that was one of those attractions of like, I dragged everybody onto it and the kids were bored. The only one of us out of everyone was like, she was crying over it because she was loving it. And the rest of us were going, that was a bit lame. So that was definitely kind of up there on kind of entertainment wise.
It's also very hit and miss since a lot of it depends on the live actors.
Yeah.
And I've had some luck with that. So some of the live actors just had us in stitches, like rolling. And a lot of it depends on how much free reign they have, how much free time they have. And I think when they swapped over to include the Olaf's Christmas special songs, they really cut out a lot of the time. Cause I saw that version too, but after you had seen it, and it cut out a lot of their ability to kind of just have fun with it. So I still highly recommend it, cause I think they've gone back to the original version now. But I can also understand that your experience was not ideal, and that is unfortunate. But
yeah. It's just the kind of thing sometimes of just like replaying scenes and stuff that just didn't seem to work. But there's that kind of thing, it's that thing I think as well, like with like Disney rides, of there are certain attractions that, you know, you look at like as someone, you know, if you've been there before and the nostalgia and maybe you know the history, and you know, you look at something like Country Bear Jamboree, right? I love it, right? Because it's daft, it's bonkers, makes no sense at all. But I can see how you take someone on there that randomly, it's like, what is this thing? It doesn't make any sense. But as an adult, I can enjoy it on a different level than as a kid. But there are some attractions, like you say, they just look at them and go, what was the point of putting that in there? And like I said, the queues can make a big difference. I will forgive an awful ride if there's no queue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's always that kind of thing. I know everyone rags on the Figment ride, right? I don't have that with it. It's funny. It's never a line. I've never waited, walked straight on. I know when I took, we went on it last time, the adults were a bit like, that was really daft. The kids loved it.
You know, when
it farts at them and stuff, they loved it. And it's that kind of thing of, yeah, the original one was better, but it's walk on and it changes it all. But if you had to wait 50 minutes for it, you'd be like, what, no way in hell. And I think that is definitely the big key thing with anything really for me is the queue versus the outgo. An average or mediocre ride will improve in my mind if it was walk on. If you walk on, do it, and you've walked on and you've only spent 5-10 minutes and you've done an attraction, you can forgive stuff. And I think that's definitely always the key thing. Like when I go on, like It's a Small World every time, it's normally always pretty much walk on, but middle of the day, and it's got an hour wait. Woo, no, it's a joke ride. I do it as a joke. It's awful because I love it, and it's a standard thing that you have to do. But is that kind of thing? As much as I always have to do it, I wouldn't wait an hour for it. It has to be. You go at the end of the day when all the kids are left.
Yeah, absolutely. The experience is going to depend a lot on getting onto the rides as much as riding the rides themselves. It's a Small World. Great example. I would never ride it if the wait time was more than 15 minutes. Not a chance in heck. And there are plenty of rides in the park. Figment's another one that you mentioned. I'll happily go on Figment just because I can walk right onto it.
Yeah.
It's funny. I think one of the best times I ever had, there was a family, a mother, father, little girl. She must have been about like 8 or so, give or take. I have no idea who they were. Nobody I knew at all. But I was sitting in the back row. They were sitting in the row directly ahead of me, and this girl was having the time of her life. And because of that, I was like, I was getting into it too. Because I'm like, sure, whatever. This girl's having a great time. So
yeah. It was the same with our friends' kids. You know, they were loving it. They were at the front and they were really caught up into it. And it was that thing, seeing it through their eyes, you can sort of see, oh yeah, this is a different level of, you know, sometimes you bring it down from being an adult into it and it's like, it's not so good. It's always that kind of thing, that difficult thing of shows and stuff, of certain things of like, I've done it once, I wouldn't go and do it again. You know, things like Belle's Enchanted Tales. Fun to see once for me. I wouldn't go back and see it again. I wouldn't waste time on it. But for your first time and you've got kids, it can be very cool. And I think that's always the kind of the key thing really is time versus what you're expecting. It's when you've had to wait a long time for a average or below, it can make it worse. And that's probably what happened with us with Jungle Cruise. If we just walked on Jungle Cruise, probably would have been all right. But an hour wait just made it awful, and it was a bad waiting experience. And I think that's key. Sometimes there were just some awful rides, and luckily most of them are being removed. But it's like Pandora over at Animal Kingdom. Yeah, waiting 2 hours plus for Flights of Passage, we loved it. We thought it was the best, one of the best rides we've ever done. But I could see how people could be that ride might not work it, depending on what, you know, that kind of thing.
And alternatively, the other Pandora ride, the River of whatever, I forget the name of it, but the other one, which is basically the Frozen ride from Epcot, if I had to wait more than 20 minutes for that, or if I hadn't had a fast pass for it, I would have been furious at that, because it'd just be like, that was it? Yeah. What, you wanted, I was waiting an hour and a half for that? I would have been. But with a fast pass, sure, whatever, I'll ride it.
We did it. I mean, it was quite cool because we came out of Pandora, and we'd done the 2 hour wait on a high, had a fast pass, jumped straight on that one, got out, went and had the kind of the weird food, left. And it's like, okay, in 2 hours, we did both rides and we ate. So it was all right. But yeah, it can completely, you know, when I see like 4 hour waits for a meet and greet, I won't wait 5 minutes for a meet and greet. It's just my personal preference of, I won't do it. They are great fun and they are lots of fun to go and do. And we kind of, but you know, it's all down to that kind of thing. If sometimes they are just not worth, not even worth the wait for things.
So I'm going to end my list here with one that I don't even care how long the wait is, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm not going to go on it, even though I've never seen it that low before, is the Matterhorn. This is the one over at Disneyland. It's, I think, either one of the original rides or very, very close to being one of the original rides. That ride is one of the only rides at any of the Disney parks where I am legitimately like, I will not go on this. It is so rattly and bumpy and just throws you all over the place. It is not a fun ride at all to be on. And I don't get how it's like a freaking hour long wait minimum. There could be five people in the park and it will have an hour wait. And I don't care. Even if it was walk on, I won't do the Matterhorn. I've done it a couple of times. I can say I've done it. Unless someone comes up to me and says they've refurbished the entire ride, it is a smooth experience now. I'm just like, no, I'm not going on the Matterhorn.
Yeah, no, I must admit, well, I did go last few times. I always went on. I think because there's always that thing for me, you go to a different park, I always like to do their exclusive rides. And so the Matterhorn always kind of comes up as that one that you do there because, you know, you can do certain rides all over the place. So this kind of does kind of slide into it. But we'd love to know, what are your worst attractions or rides at Disney theme park? We'd love to know your thoughts in the comments below, or you can get in touch with us on social media. So go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Keep up with all our daily Disney news. And James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later. Later.